All right. Hi. So, first off, you've got a very long story career. I think basically you've probably worked both sides of the table as well as Dark Horse and whatnot.
Oh, sure.
So my question is, being as out of the 80s, right before it, out of the internet, and, you know, how did you get out there? How did you get your stuff going?
There's in those days, I guess there were long circuitous routes. I mean, if you went to cons, you know, you would meet various personalities and the editors and stuff. That's probably the best way in. But at the time, I was not going to cons. I was just some shy kid.
Yeah.
And is working out of his room, you know, like, and I never left there, you know. Mm-hmm. But a friend of mine brought some of my art to a comic shop, and somebody who was working for Marvel at the time walked in. It was Jeff Isherwood. And he liked the stuff, and he offered to bring it to Marvel with him just to show it to them.
Yeah.
And he did that, and that was the end of his role. And basically, from that point, I was submitting a lot of samples to them. Mm. Often, I would make up stories, draw them, send it in. They were like, "It's not good enough." But at a certain point, they said, "You know, this is what we've been waiting to see." So they started giving me pinups to do. Mm. Sarah Sword of Conan.
Right.
My whole reason for getting the comics was to do Conan.
Oh, cool. I did not know that.
Yeah. And yeah. So I worked my way up to call stories, backup call stories, and then I got 250-page Savage Sword of Conans. And unfortunately, there was editorial changes to the department at the time, and I stopped getting work in the department, so that was my swan song for Conan. But that's how it basically all got started. You know.
Okay, so it kind of seems, with your JSA run, and now with Fantastic Four, it seems like you're the go-to guy, at least right now, for epic family-based stories.
Seems that way, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, how big of a goal is it to work on Fantastic Four? I don't, for myself, like, when I think of, like, you know, the A-list for comic book lovers, Fantastic Four is kind of it, and the JSA is it.
For sure it is. When I think comic books, Fantastic Four obviously comes to mind, and there's a reason for that. I haven't been following Fantastic Four over the years, but I grew up reading the Jack Kirby, Stan Lee original run, and it's so in my formative years when I'm just starting to draw comics as a child, you know, that was influencing me quite a bit, and so it's kind of like to be on the same book now is kind of like meeting Santa Claus, you know what I mean? It's really weird, and it was a little daunting at first. Mm-hmm. It's the first time I think getting onto a title that I was actually nervous, and you know, I was really uptight with the drawings and stuff, because more than any other book, that one meant a lot to me, going way back to my childhood. Mm-hmm. 40 years before I had been reading this book, and now I'm on it, you know? So it's strange.
Do you have any specific goals you want to do with Fantastic Four?
Specifically, I set out to bring back the Kirby. I know he started off with a thinner read, but he chose a more robust read, you know? And the Buscema Fantastic Four also, I remember those as well. And I think I wanted to swing things back that way. I wanted a more heroic read, a more commanding read that could be a little frightening if you wanted to be, you know?
I was going to say, I mean, he really does look like Indiana Jones.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yes.
Like the Steranko, you remember, like when Steranko did the
For sure.
And that's really what it looks like. And it's really exciting to see, because Reed Richards has always been kind of one of my favorite characters. And I think kind of in general, and he's always kind of been written off as, you know, this brainy guy.
Yes,
who just kind of absent manly walks. But the first issue kind of very much paints him as being kind of proactive almost, you know?
Yeah, I wanted him more robust, very Indiana Jones-like, an adventurer. I wanted that sort of, you know, I wanted a bit of swashbuckler in him. And really, I approached the character by asking myself, if Frank Frazetta drew Reed Richards, what would he look like? So, really, I saw the short sleeves right away, the hairy forearms, and you know, and there, you know, you could logistically look at it and say, well, he's a rubber guy, and these things wouldn't happen, you know, or he wouldn't have stubble. I don't know, but
but who cares? It's comics.
Exactly, it's comics, and I wanted to project a certain kind of read, a new kind of read, and I felt it was the right way to go, and it was the right time for it, you know.
All right, so working with Jonathan Hickman, what's that like so far? I mean,
he's great. He's kind of new at this, you know what I mean?
Right.
But his ideas are great. Mm. They're profound. He's very cerebral in his approach, but at the same time, he can get down dirty with the action and the super bad guys, and he's got all kinds of really wild stuff planned, you know. We're not going to try and do big overreaching story arcs, I don't believe. It's going to be, you know, shorter adventures.
So kind of more in the tune with the original Kirby.
Exactly,
stuff.
Exactly.
Plant seeds, but, you know,
All across the board, we're starting to swing it back towards the Silver Age, and hopefully people are going to really enjoy that.
Yeah, that's really cool to hear.
Yeah.
And this is from, actually, one of our fans.
Okay.
What materials do you use when you're drawing?
What materials do I use? Just an HB pencil.
Just really?
I buy my own paper. It has to be smooth stock. I don't like drawing on rough paper, and so it's constantly a bit of a problem trying to find the right pencil.
Yeah.
Because we're shooting from the pencil, so you really want to keep the art clean, because it tends to get smudged really fast, and when you're scanning it for the DPI, every little smudge shows up, and that's extra work for Paul Mounts, the colorist, who's doing a spectacular job. And So that's it. You know, I actually have a piece of paper, a little square cut out of it, that I place on the drawing to do various parts of the panel. Not before I set up the panel first, but to do those details so it's not completely black smudge by the time I'm done. I try to do all these little things.
That's too cool. Are there any characters that you want to work on, like, in the future?
Khazar would probably be my number
really?
One choice.
Oh, that's too cool.
Well, hey, if they still had Conan, I would say Conan. But, you know, at DC, I was working my way towards, angling towards the Warlord book. I really, really prized that.
Warlord is actually fantastic.
I love it. Anything that's fantasy related doesn't require, you know, reference for buildings or tech or anything like that. It's just straight up drawing from your head, you know. And Khazar is an immense concept, and I really would like to sink my teeth into that.
He kind of feels like he's due for a big.
I think so. So
he always makes appearances, and so.
Yeah, I know, and it's a really fascinating sort of environment for that he lives in, and that we can access it from this world, and it's just so many things can happen, and it's prime stuff, you know, and it's got dinosaurs in it. You can't go wrong.
I know.
You know?
I mean, you can get a devil dinosaur in there too. Yeah.
Dinosaurs?
That's Marvel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Just making sure.
Or is it? I don't know.
I have my eye on it. Okay. Just getting back to Fantastic Four for a second, though. I was reading the blog for a couple of days now, and your wife is an incredibly important part of.
Absolutely. Yes.
And
yeah.
So, how much is that going to reflect at all on how you portray Sue?
In what sense?
Are you going to try to incorporate like kind of how maybe your wife, how important she is to you?
I think so. And I think she's really helping me with the character of Sue. You know, who I've said in many interviews, she is the anchor of this team. She's the rock, not Reed Richards. Yeah. Reed Richards is the star of the team, but she's the one that keeps it all together. And Lou, my wife, does the same for me. She just keeps me functioning.
That's awesome.
Keeps me sane, which, you know, any artist will tell you that's you're on the cutting edge all the time, and there's so much going on, and she does so much, especially at a convention too, that allows me to sit down and work, you know. It's you can't put a value on that, you really can't.
Totally understand. Well, thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks.